Regional Development I Island. Regional Development I Island. New Paths, an educational project in Hornafjordur. Response to a call for projects suitable to meet the consequences of the downswing of fishing and fish processing in sparsely populated areas in Iceland. The project included following actions. Individual and group counseling interventions where study and career counselors visited workers in their workplace. Counseling used as a method for needs analysis. Marketing of courses deemed useful for target group after needs analysis. Creation of new courses on relevant subjects, namely food processing and innovation and how to start a new business. A stronger community. The European project, Breiton Big, learning community, that took place in Hofsås during the years 2001 to 2003 was a model for the project, that was named A Stronger Community. The idea of the project, as in Hofsås, was to offer residents of a community where traditional industries suffered, an opportunity to deal with changes by strengthening morale in the community, the residents' self-esteem and cohesiveness. The emphasis is on building a positive attitude towards changes and the development of the economy. The goal of the project is also to help people to see opportunities in new industries such as tourism. It was also underlined that the study environment should be interesting and adapted to the needs of adult learners, regardless of their age, gender or residence. First reaction. Suderns. For over 50 years NATO had a military base on Suderns manned by American soldiers. They formed a community with a population of 5,000 inhabitants and in addition more than 1,000 Icelanders worked there. It is probable that a number of derivative jobs were created in connection with the base. In the year 2006 the base was closed, but there had been cutbacks ever since 2003 and as a consequence, over the following 3 years 1,000 Icelanders lost their jobs. When the defense force left hundreds lost their jobs and out of that number approximately 700 lived in Suderns. During that period unemployment in Iceland was low and therefore it was relatively easy to get a job. The unemployment rate was however highest in the area of Suderns and not all of those who lost their jobs were able to find another. This resulted in a considerable rise in the unemployment rate and it became necessary to take action.